Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Just 5 kilometres away from the bustling heart of Dublin city centre lies the North Bull Island Nature Reserve. Designated as a UNESCO Biosphere Reserve, it holds a special place in the affection of Dubliners. But new restrictions on visiting Bull Island are being put in place to protect this important environmental area. So what's involved now? And how do visitors feel about it all as they're asked not to let their dogs off the leash in certain areas? Well, Evan O'Rourke has been out talking to the team who are managing the island and the people who regularly use the area for both human and dog walking. So, Evan, will you start by reminding us about the unique qualities of this nature reserve? It's such a special place. Why is it so important that we protect it?
Well, we're going to start with some facts, which are that it's 5 kilometres in length, right, and 1 kilometre wide. And it, of course, incorporates Dolly Strand as well. It's a lovely place to get close to nature. But while that's great for you as an individual visitor, when you hear the statistics that there are about 2 million visitors there annually, you start to understand the challenges facing everybody there as they try to protect this area for the future. Because, of course, this island, it supports important habitats, protected species, and internationally important numbers of birds spend the winter there as well. And when you think of the impact, right, of a dog, your dog, running through the sands there, planting their paws right onto small nests, hiding there in the grasses, you do get a sense of the challenge ahead there.
Yeah, fair enough. You can see that. So to help preserve the area, Dublin City Council, they brought in this suite of restrictions. So what are visitors being asked to watch out for?
Yeah, well, they're saying, no surprise there, that the surveys commissioned have revealed that there are significant negative impacts caused to wildlife as a result of people walking these areas and dogs being let off the lead. So now they have a visitor access management plan. They are looking for feedback on this, but it requires people not to access the salt marsh or northern tip of the island. But first, to hear more about the unique qualities of this reserve, I started by going for a walk along it with Pat Corrigan. Now, he is the Dublin City Council foreman for Bull Island, and he told me more about it.
Well, we're off the coastline of Clontarf on the northern part of Dublin Bay. We're on the North Bull Island. The island is only about 200 years old and it came about when the harbour wall was built for Dublin Port. And the beauty of this island, we hear of climate change, we hear of coastal erosion, this island is still growing. Now, having said that, it's a case of 3 steps forward and 2 back, because like everywhere else, we suffer from bigger winter storms and that erode parts of the island. But we are still what we call accretion, and the island is still growing in a seaward direction.
One of the reasons people love this area so much is that they can access it, right? Because it's, you know, very near a city, which is so unusual. People have such love for this place. We'll talk about the problems that brings in a minute, but it has held in such affection, isn't it, by Dubliners?
Yes, the island is, in fact, unique worldwide. The fact that we're only 5 kilometres from the centre of our capital city, that doesn't arise anywhere else in the world. Like, it's a wilderness just on the outskirts of the metropolis, if you like. We get up to 2 million visits per year.
To the island. 2 million?
Yeah. That's our latest research on it. So that number has increased since COVID. Obviously, people wanted to get out and exercise. This is, I suppose, part of why we have the visitor management plan.
Yeah. So it's a very busy, popular part of people's lives here. But that has its own consequences. Yeah. You need to make sure this is a sustainable area.
Over the years, we've seen an impact on the protected habitats on the island. In actual fact, the North Bull Island here is one of the most protected habitats in Ireland. Many, many pieces of legislation. And our brief is to protect this island, keep it as pristine as possible. Like, ecology begins at ground level. And as you walk through here, you can see the amount of dog feces. Now, the plant life on the island here, some of it is extremely rare. Some of the plants on the island here are what we call red listed, which means they're on the brink of extinction. The plants on the island here are looking for what we call an impoverished soil, which means that there are very, very few nutrients. So we just ask people to bag their dog poo.
Okay, let's put it into plain terms. They don't need your dog poo.
The plants on the island here absolutely do not need dog poo.
So, Evelyn, the visitors are being asked to actively help with protecting the place with the new visitor plan. So what were you able to find out about it all?
Well, it's things like dog walkers, for example, Claire. They're going to be, it's kind of a voluntary code, but they really want people to keep their dogs on the lead in the dunes to prevent disturbance to these ground nesting birds. And they've designated area of the beach available for dogs off lead outside of bathing hours 11 to 8. So Dublin City Council are trying to achieve this balance between people and nature. So when you go there now, you'll see that there are zones in place, signage clearly quarry marking the area, and it's based on a colour coding system. And the impact of the plan is being constantly monitored by the North Bull Island Oversight Forum. So here, Pat Corrigan and his colleague Lorraine, who's the Biodiversity for Dublin City Council, tell me a bit more about this.
Just as we go into the alder marsh here now, see down here on the ground,
yep.
Do you see that web?
Yes.
Some people would say that's a mouldy old spider web, but if you look closely, you'll see all those lovely little caterpillars in there. Now, they are the caterpillars of the marsh fritillary butterfly. It's the only protected butterfly in Ireland.
So a dog ploughs over that,
well,
that's
not
lost.
The problem is that in that web, we can have between 50 and 500 caterpillars. So one footstep, and you can see it's going to have a massive impact.
So then talk to me about the plan then. What does it mean in practical terms for visitors?
Now you can see the signage we have in the causeway and in areas that are under protection. And those signs are just asking people, keep your dog out of this area. But we have to meet people halfway. So we have an area on the island where if you want to let your dog off a leash, they can go for a run. And like that bird we hear singing in the background, that's the skylark. And the skylark is actually nesting on the ground here in the sand dunes. Dogs just running around, sniffing out the nests. Imagine the impact that's going to have. What we're trying to do here is to protect these habitats, keep them in this pristine state as possible.
While this is the most important site for biodiversity nationally, it has international importance for bird life in particular. It is a local area. It is a public park. So it's about getting that balance. So the visitor plan is about managing the island to try and help protect some of the really crucial habitats that are here. So there's different zones, parts of Dolly Mount Strand. There's an area where you can have your dogs off lead. I'd like to emphasise it's not all about dogs either. We've got areas where we're asking people not to walk, cycle, bring their dogs at all. A flock of, say, Brent geese, they want to feed out on the eelgrass or the seagrass out in Dublin Bay. They rest on the island. They then feed in the salt marsh here as well. And it's all about building up those energy reserves for that massive migration back to Arctic Canada. It's about appreciating it and then just being mindful about where you walk as well.
Yeah, and enjoying it too. So we're focusing on Bull Island today, Evelyn, but nationally there are other hugely significant sites that also need protection, like Skellig Mícheál in Kerry, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. So should those types of areas have visitor management plans too?
Oh look, we know there's been so much discussion around Skellig Mícheál, of course, back when it was used for Star Wars at the time, and while it obviously helped its tourism status, others are concerned about the impact on the site. But the new visitor season has opened there. There are very, very strict limits on the amount of visitors allowed there, now capped at 180 a day, I think. So they're really across that there. But should visitors be banned from other nature sites altogether? Well, I spoke to Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland to find out more about this. And what he recommends is that we do need to protect these areas into the future.
Ireland has an enormous international responsibility when it comes to migratory creatures, particularly the birds that come to us. So Skellig Mícheál would be a perfect example of that. It's one of the most important seabird colonies in all of Europe. Skellig itself, while there are some issues with visitors, actually it is relatively well managed there. There are rangers present on site, people from OPW working there, who can manage visitor numbers to a degree. But there are a great many other sites around the country where there's little, if any, management whatsoever. Lots and lots of people to take photographs without meaning any harm, but not really realising that they are actually disrupting those birds. And unfortunately, this is the case in many places around Ireland. The place that I've visited many times myself is the island of Ireland's Eye off Howth in Dublin, where there is quite a large gull colony. It's also one of only six places in Ireland where gannets nest. So what a privilege it is to have that on the outskirts of a capital city. But the problem is unmanaged numbers of visitors just blithely wander through the gull colony, get too close to these nesting birds, cause a lot of stress for them. There's quite a lot of areas as well where we need a lot of management that has to happen to keep people away and to manage numbers. Something that my own organisation, Birdwatch Ireland, is involved with is a project on the beach in Kilcoole in North County Wicklow, funded by the National Parks and Wildlife Service, where we protect Ireland's largest colony of little terns. We get a great reception from members of the public, but occasionally you will get people who don't realise that they're not supposed to walk on the beach there, that they're trampling eggs and chicks without realising it. We have signage, we have a fence up to keep people away. Most people are completely understanding, but you do still see some people who think that they have a right to trample across the beach, not realising that they don't. These birds are protected under European law and Irish national laws. I think mainly it comes down to a lack of understanding. I think at certain big key sites there is an understanding, but I think there isn't an understanding of the impact that we can have at other locations, and not enough is being done at national level to monitor that and to inform people about how their recreational activities can impact birds. Obviously, it's not the intention of the vast majority of people to cause any harm, but people can have a disproportionate effect on wildlife.
These restrictions, they're on a voluntary code. So in terms of reaction from the people who are on the beach, Evelyn, who regularly walk there with their dogs, how do they feel about it all? Are they complying with the new guidelines?
Well, it's a mixture. You know, talking to Pat earlier, he was saying it's a kind of maybe an 80-20 situation at the moment, with 80% of people complying, perhaps 20% doing their own thing. But when you stop and talk to people there, you know, with a microphone, they tell you that they really appreciate this precious place, and of course that they're willing to support the work. And, you know, people say to you, know, we do love letting the dog off the leash, but we get it. I mean, people understand it's very precious, and they're kind of grateful, so grateful to have it there on their doorstep. They're willing to go along with the guidelines and the zones. So here are just some of the voices and the opinions of visitors that I met there at the reserve.
Oshi really does love it here, but he does have a tendency to chase the birds. So we totally understand the new rules. And
yes, what do you think of the new rules?
Sad, but necessary.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You used to let him just off the leash?
Yeah, yeah. He's only a year and a half old, so this is the first nesting season, and yeah, he'd eat them.
A bit soon. Eager.
He's a bit eager.
With regret, you're
Yeah, we're
kind of
sticking
back.
By the rules, yeah, yeah. Good to be able to let him off on the beach for when he's allowed off, but yeah, he loves it here. Ideally, he'd like to just chase the ducks.
It is voluntary, but you feel it's a good thing to do?
Yeah, looking at his behaviour, yeah, I think we just have to stick by the rules, so yeah.
I actually come from a landlocked county, so...
Where do you come from?
Leash.
So this means a lot to have to see here.
A lot. I think it's so, like, therapeutic to come here, because when we were in college, we were quite stressed, but then we come out here, we were literally only saying we feel like at ease.
And what do you think about dogs and dog owners?
Oh, I love dogs.
Well, they're changing the plan, and they think dogs should only be around here. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And also, not everybody is a lover of dogs, so if people do find it therapeutic to come here and there's dogs running around, it takes the goodness out of it for them.
You're here with your dogs?
We are.
Tell me why you like bringing the dogs here.
I love the wide open spaces here. They just really enjoy it.
And how often would you come?
3 or 4 times a week.
You know the visitor management plan for here, they're trying to steer people away from letting the dogs off the leash. Do you think it's a good idea? Does it matter to you?
It is a nature reserve. I've always lived near here, so it is important to me. Our dogs would like to run free up this end of the beach.
Yeah.
We'll abide by the rule.
Well, you've got 3 leads here. Yeah. And would you in the past have let them off the lead, but now you're more aware? Are they raising awareness, do you think?
Yeah, it's a voluntary code, but we'd be very environmentally aware as a family. So it does mean that we have to be more disciplined with the dogs. So we will abide by it.
Yeah, it's a tough one. All dogs want to be off the lead, but you can't. You just can't do it.
No, they look so happy though. They're bounding off though, right in the correct area.
I know, but you can't. Yeah, in most places you can't do it. And take them to a dog park. That's the best way. Evelyn, thank you very much.